Network Marketing 2.0, episode 111. For marketing and even more free training resources, go to networkmarketing2show.com.
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 Show with Ola Abitagu. It's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, I want to talk to you about another double-edged sword that you need to watch out for in your business. And that's staying busy, okay? Being busy in your business does not mean a bad thing. It doesn't mean a good thing. It doesn't mean you need to find a balance there somewhere, okay? Everything about business generally is about balance, okay? And if you find yourself being busy and not creating results, then it's obviously time to reshuffle things, to reassess things, and make sure that you don't have a bunch of redundant and unproductive activities going on in your business. See, what a lot of people have in their business is activities, just a bunch of activities and nothing productive going on. And sometimes it can be actually very addictive. Sometimes it's just something that makes you feel good. It makes you feel that you're doing something when in fact you're not producing. In fact, what you're doing more of is consuming, okay? And that's always a battle between consuming and producing. And if it was easy for everyone to figure out, right, everyone would be doing it properly or doing it right. But clearly, something is off, okay? So what I want to share with you today is about staying busy or being busy in your business. I'll tell you what, when there was one point in my time, in my business, over the past few years that I feel like I know quite a bit of things, you know, I have quite a bit of experience and I know what it takes to win in the game. However, I was busy, but I wasn't busy. Okay. I was busy, but I was busy with the wrong things. I was busy with the wrong activities. I was busy with non-productive activity. Okay. So the average person that you know right now, when you tell them like, hey, you have free time, you know, that's why you're having a good time in your business, they're going to look at you like you're crazy. Like, no. Or if you tell them, like, if they come to you and they consult for consulting and you're telling them, listen, you're lazy, that's why you're not producing, they're going to look at you like you're crazy, like they're busy. Like, no, I'm busy all the time. You know, in fact, I had not too long ago, I had a personal example of somebody that wasn't producing. And I said, listen, you don't seem like you're doing anything. It just seems like you're just busy, just doing nothing. And the guy looked at me crazy and said, Ola, are you serious? Like, listen, he took an offense, okay? And I get it. And I've been there too before. There was once upon a time, probably about 3-4 years ago or so, more like about 4-5 years ago, my cousin said, Ola, you don't seem like you're serious. And I looked at him crazy too. But the truth of the matter is this, okay? We are all hard workers, okay? So the question is never really if somebody is busy or not. Some people are actually busy getting engaged with their bad habit, okay? So if you don't have something going, if you don't have something that's productive that you already embed into your process, on your daily process, you're going to find yourself recurring back or going back to bad habits. And bad habits can actually occupy your time properly and you can feel like you're busy, okay? So I'm telling you right now, yes, you want to stay busy, but you want to be aware of what you're busy with. You know, all of us have something that we do with our time. Time doesn't just wind away for an average person. An average person doesn't just sit in front of TV and watch time away, right? That's not how it goes down. What usually goes down is that you're a good person like me, like my cousin, like my family, like your friends, right? And you're trying to get it done. You're trying to do the right thing. But you may find that the activities you've been engaged in for the past 5 years has been just busy but not productive, okay? So you want to make sure that you're not engaged in busy activity and non-productive. For example, I know a lot of people in this industry that have been blogging consistently, but they've been blogging but have no strategy or have no path to actually generating good traffic and converting those traffic to sales. If you're doing that, you're not producing, okay? Yes, it looks busy. Yes, you have tons of blog posts all over the place. And I got tons of blog posts all over the place too, but I make sure they are a productive part of what I do, okay? So even if it's as little as treating it as a therapy session or as a therapy hub for you, you put out your feelings, you put out your lessons about marketing, but you're aware of that. You're not spending that's going to turn to money someday. No, you got to make it happen. You know, one of my mentors said there are three types of people in this business. People that things happen to, people that make things happen, and people that ask, what happened, right? And you don't want to be the last one. You don't want to be the first one. You want to be the middle one, the person that make things happen. So it could be blogging. It could be bad habits. It could be sitting in front of the computer and just watching training all day long. You know, you're going to consume training so much that it paralyzes you. Have you seen that too before? So everything about what I'm sharing here with you today is about, it's about balance. Okay, it's about balance. It's about balance, my friend. It's not about saying being busy is bad because I want to stay busy. For example, on this Monday morning, I've got a couple of appointments and it's an unusual busy day for me. But this is a customer acquisition situation, okay? And that's money. That's money in the bank. So we want to stay busy, want to stay productive, but please realize that being busy and being productive are two different things. Sometimes they align together. Sometimes they're totally in two different directions. And a lot of times they're just parallel. And you want to be aware of that. Make sure that what you're engaging in on a daily situation in your business, what you're engaged in, make sure it's productive. Just make sure it's productive. Find a path from what you're doing on a daily basis to actually money in the bank. If you can't find that path, it's time to talk to a mentor. It's time to reassess things. It's time to make sure that you take money home, okay, to your family, that you put food on the table. Does that make sense? So hopefully you've been enlightened and educated on this episode, and I can't wait to talk to you on the next one. I will see you on the next one. Peace.
Are you ready to upgrade? Hey, Next2 Nation, for show notes, recommended tools and resources, free training, and access to our highly sought-after Network Marketing 2.0 Deluxe book and other top producer courses, go to the website networkmarketing2show.com. That's networkmarketing2show.com.